Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we will tell you the details on the Midday Show Fantasy Football League.
So you just ain't going to talk about my five-leg parlay I hit this week.
Oh, is that why you keep looking over here? You want?
I'm just saying.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just saying. I hit a five-leg parlay.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying. I'm warming up.
Blind squirrel finds a nut. I mean, you've been losing bets for months.
I'm living high on the hog right now.
Like how you also challenged FanDuel or the NFL, whatever entity you want to challenge, for not letting the Lions-Falcons result win.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
They stopped
why they
the game.
They were up. The Lions were up. I won. In my mind, I won.
They're not going to pay out bets on a game that didn't finish.
Should have gave me my money.
No, it doesn't work like that. So would you ended up hitting a four-leg parlay?
Well, technically it was a five. Because the Detroit Lions were
But when they took out the Lions Falcons, it became
it was a
four-leg
parlay. So, but it was technically a five.
A four-leg parlay. I mean, that's half of what you hit last year when you hit the eight.
Yeah. I'm just ramping up. Yeah. Like Wheeler, I'm just getting back in the game, and I had a good outing this weekend.
Yeah, but Wheeler's ramping down.
Now
velocity's going down.
I'm gonna come back strong.
Okay. Right, we'll find out about that. All right, Hugh's got some money in his account, so watch out, everyone.
Can't tell me nothing.
Parlays, here we go.
$100. That's a whole season.
We got a lot to discuss here today. Rhea Hughes will join us coming up at 11. We have a new quarterback list out. The NFL, The Athletic, has their tiers out of quarterbacks. Tell you where Jalen Hurts came down in that, and it just an enormously bad weekend for both the Cowboys and Mets, which made us all smile. What's hitting you more this morning? The Phillies up 5.5 on the Mets, or Zach Wheeler and his velocity being significantly down? All right, let's hear from Zach Wheeler after the game yesterday, talking about feeling good, maybe just a little bit off in the game yesterday.
How do you feel after having to start push back a couple days in the pitching bay?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through it.
When you say a little off, like what's the little off, Zach?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, four starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
All right, so Hugh, he is really taking on an approach where he thinks it will come back, but he does seem to allude to he's not really sure what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's obviously he's had soreness, and he said it's been a few starts now where he just doesn't feel...
He doesn't feel himself.
Yes, the weird thing to me is they don't really know what. Now, they took an MRI, and obviously there was nothing significant there that they'd had to shut him down, but MRI, some soreness, velocity down... It's just an interesting thing because it feels like they don't know and he doesn't know exactly what's wrong, but something is off right now.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's a chance that he could probably ramp himself up. It all depends on how he feels this morning and how he feels moving forward, man. Because if there's no structural damage, then it's just, maybe he can just, let it rest for a couple of days or his regular rest cycle. And hopefully the next outing that he has, his velocity is back up.
Well, we better hope that because it was significantly down yesterday. Let's hear from Wheeler yesterday also on the shoulder. And how long has this been going on here? Here's Wheeler after the game.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. I finally just got to that point to where, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, just those couple days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
All right, that struck me, that cut right there. Honestly, it's been a while. That doesn't make me feel great. I mean, his shoulders, I know, Hugh, you're alluding to the idea that maybe it's going to come back, his velocity will come back, but he said those were his words yesterday, it's been bothering him for a while, and now we're seeing the velocity get worse. I hope yesterday is the, I don't know what you want to call it, like a rock bottom, like the lowest.
The worst it could get.
Worst, and then he'll gradually get better, but... I'm at the point now with them up 5.5 games where I think it would really be smart to just put him on the injured list. IL him, shut him down for 10 days, and maybe that will bring the strength back and he'll feel himself.
Well, if that's what you're feeling, the good thing about it, Nola's, he's close to coming back.
Yes, it could be this coming weekend.
Yeah, he's close to coming back. So you have that. So I guess today, it really depends on how he feels today. you know, when he wakes up this morning, see how his arm feels, see where he's at. And if that's the case, if you feel that strong about it, then maybe that's something you can discuss with him.
Yeah. You said discuss with him. This is hard, I think, because he obviously doesn't want to stop pitching. You could hear it. He went out there and he gutted through five innings. Kyle, sometimes you got to take the decision out of the player's hands. And if I'm the Phillies, I say, the Dodgers do this every year with their guys. Mm-hmm. They're kind of banged up, and they say, you know what? Why don't you go rest for 3 weeks, and then we'll bring you back and rev you back up. I would shut him down right now.
Yeah, and as much as, I would love to see Zach Wheeler win a Cy Young, it'd be great to have that on his resume over the course of his career. But if he did this whole thing where I'm going to prioritize the World Series to go sit out in the All-Star break, then he needs to make that same decision here, or the Phillies need to make that same decision here, and we need to prioritize the long haul. If it's not true that he's ramping back up and that the next time he goes out, it'll be, his fastball have 97 miles an hour on it. He needs to take a couple weeks off, whether it's 10, 15 days, whatever. Aaron Nola's coming up soon. They'll be able to get through a couple weeks, I think, especially now that they have this lead. It almost puts him in better position to do that with Wheeler, where they can give him a week or two off and get him right. The World Series should be all that matters here. They need to get him healthy.
The other thing I think it's important noting with the lead they have is I think they're 7 games up now on a playoff spot. So, we want one to win the division. That's number one. And they're 5.5 up. That's a huge. But they're also 7 up on a playoff spot. They have a cushion. And that's what they've earned. They've earned a cushion that if they need to shut Wheeler down for 3 weeks, they're not going to fall out of a playoff spot.
And the lineup's hot.
Yeah.
So, maybe they can afford a couple more runs by the starting pitching over the course of the 15 days that Wheeler's out. But, this is what they need to do.
Yeah, I just wonder if they got to take the decision out of his hands. Hugh, he seems to me like he's very steadfast about his body and about how he's feeling.
Yeah.
And he's probably telling them, I'm good. But sometimes you got to look at what you're seeing. He could tell me he's good all he wants. The velocity is down.
Yeah, but he still pitched well, though.
I know, but are we getting fooled by that? If Bader doesn't catch the ball over the wall, it's 2 home runs in 5 innings.
I hear what you're saying, but he was still able to get 7 strikeouts. Yeah, I think that there was, for him to gut it out the way that he did, I think that was commendable. I really do.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. And the good part about it is you got Nola coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if hopefully today he feels better, or if Nola's looking good, maybe you can just tell him to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, I just don't want him I appreciate him gutting through, but I don't need him to gut through August and then be out of gas when we get to October. That's when I need him to be at his best. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff. What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
So I'm more excited about the lead as opposed to Wheeler, because I believe you can shut Wheeler down. We got 6.5 weeks before the playoffs. So I believe they can shut him down if they need to. Because it may be just a dead arm thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a medical guy, but, it could be something like that. But the fact that they are 5.5 up over the Mets, right now they're actually a game up in the loss column over the Dodgers for that number 2 spot.
Yes, they are, yep.
In the play, because, remember, only the first 2 get a bye. The best 2 records, division winners, get a bye in that first round. I don't want that third. I don't care if they play at home or not. I don't like that 3-game series. So, me personally, I like the idea that they're hot right now and they can stay ahead of the Dodgers. I don't know if the Brewers are going to keep up as hot as they are, and I don't know if the Phillies can get to that number 1 spot, but I'm more excited about the fact that they're in the second spot as division winners.
Yeah, right, well, I'm with you now. I'd love to have the bye. I mean, to win 3 playoff series in this, that, the National League is good, all right? There's all good teams. I'd like to avoid that like you. I'd like to only have to play 2 series. And yeah, Jeff, I don't know if the Brewers can keep this up, but it's been 2 months. They've barely lost. They never lose. Every night I check, they win basically every night.
Yeah.
The Phillies do go there, I think, right around Labor Day for a 3-game series. So if we're within striking distance, maybe we could grab the 1 from them.
And I agree with you. We got the best receiver, whoever said that earlier. We have the best reliever.
Reliever. Duran.
Closer.
Yep.
Out of the other total of 3 that were, there are hot commodities when they're traded. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Like I said, I think it's more of a dead arm thing, and that if it's much easier to shut him down if he allows it. He shouldn't get in his own way, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and you're saying, and I think it's interesting when you framed it, if he allows it. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, they defer to him. I mean, he's
that dude.
Look, he's the highest paid pitcher in baseball. He is a great pitcher. He has been a great Philly. I mean, they defer to him on a lot. And even, a couple weeks ago where it felt like, Topper left him in. What was it, last Saturday against Detroit? He took the blame. He said, I told Topper I wanted to come out for the 7th inning. Sometimes you got to have the adults be the adults, though. Like, if he keeps saying I'm fine and the evidence is showing them his stuff is down, I'd be okay if Dombrowski and Topper said to him, hey, Zach, we're shutting you down for 10 days.
Yeah. I mean, I would do that if it looks like he's not getting any better, Joe. But if he says he's feeling good and he can go out there and pitch, then you have to let the man pitch.
So are you saying you would let him go one more start and evaluate?
Well, yeah, I would. Okay. If he told me, say, if he woke up today and he said he feels good,
yeah,
or if it's no change, then yeah, let him get one more start and see where he is at. And then if the velo's still down, then maybe say, hey, you know, we got Nola coming back. Maybe you want to, you know, if you can, just take a couple days off.
I think that's very reasonable. Kyle, I would shut him down right now. If you want to give him one more start, I would say, Zach, right now, we're just going to take a break.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see the harm in it. Like, you do also run the risk of putting him back out there, and he aggravates his shoulder even more, and then it becomes something that's more irreparable. I think this is one of those times where you don't risk it. You have to err on the side of caution with a guy like Zach Wheeler. So, like, I would just make the decision for him right now.
Yeah, and I here's what I want to hear him say. I'm fully healthy. I feel myself. He didn't say that yesterday. He said it's feeling better, right? He said he was better yesterday than maybe the last start, because I'm sure they gave him some treatment this week. Once he went for the MRI, they started treating the shoulder. But he's not telling us he's fully healthy. I mean, he's admitting something's going on here.
But see, here's the reality of the situation at this point in the season. I would imagine it's like this for baseball, like it is for football. Nobody's fully healthy. Everybody's right. Dealing with something. So you have to – it's almost like – running, Joe. You know how that is. When you first get up in the morning, you start running, you might feel a little achy. The knees might hurt a little bit. But once you get into that rhythm and you get lathered up a little bit, you feel better. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm glad I finished the run.
So I think that's a fair comparison. But it's
and lather Vaseline on me.
You knew what I meant when I said that.
Yeah, but yeah, you gotta get lathered
right.
up.
But okay, but if we were in a division race where everyone was tight and we were on the verge of maybe missing the playoffs, then I would say, hey, we need him. We could get through this for the next 3 weeks without Zach Wheeler. I mean, they've built a cushion where I didn't think this 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I think they could put Zach Wheeler on the shelf for a month and still win the division and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or at least make the playoffs. Maybe the Mets would catch up and we'd have a race the last 3 weeks. But they're 7 games up for a playoff
spot. Now you have the luxury of time more than you ever will.
Yes.
Like, that's how time works. But if they shut him down now...
you could build him back up for
the
playoffs.
Like, then they bring him back, then they'll have enough time to ramp him back up.
Yeah, I think it was Chris in the first segment mentioned they did this in 22. He had a forearm or elbow in 22 in August, and they shut him down.
And he dominated.
And they brought him back up, and he was good to go in the postseason. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, big show announcement here. As we do every summer here, we have ourselves the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. I believe, was it Andy in Westchester that won last year?
Yes, and he is back to defend his title.
Okay, so Andy's got himself a slot. We have ourselves 3 spots. So that means over the next couple weeks, we have 8 spots to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We're going to give them away in different ways, variety of ways over the next couple weeks. But here is the bottom line, and here's what you need to know to enter the league. You need to be available for an in-person draft Wednesday, September 3rd. Night before the season starts, we're going to be at McGurk's in Roseford there all day anyway for our big pep rally before the season, and then we'll stay and do our draft there. So McGurk's in Roseford on September 3rd, that is where our draft is going to be in person. We're excited about it coming up in a few weeks, and we have a spot to give away today, and we haven't played a game around here in a while. I think today's a good day for, you know, that game we call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Kids with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
You know what? You talk about living rent free in somebody's head.
Yep.
I could just see the you people when they heard the music for Hughes Clues.
Like, oh man.
They probably went ham. They were just.
So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but this is a big one. I mean, this is a spot in the fantasy league you're giving away today.
Yes.
So don't screw it up.
It's a great time. It's way out there in Roseford, so yeah, we're going to be out there.
And make sure
day.
Aaron doesn't win it.
Yeah, we can't do that.
So y'all ready for the first clue?
Yes.
You ready?
Well,
you.
So I have to be.
I mean, are you ready?
This is a famous doctor.
A what?
Famous.
Famous a famous doctor. Doctor.
Yes, famous.
There's thousands of doctors.
But famous ones.
This is a famous one.
That's at least somewhat. I mean, that's, how many famous doctors pretty, are there?
I think there's specific. More famous doctors than you think there are. You don't think there's many?
Name one. Name a famous doctor.
I'm not, but that would be giving away answers. Why would I take answers off the board? I want people to be able to guess.
Name anyone.
That, you know what that shows? Defensive. Yeah, that shows that you are defensive at your clues already. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. First clue today for Hughes Clues. Today's winner wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. September 3rd, we'll do our live draft at McGurk's.
I got a feeling somebody's going to get it with the first one today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That's a great clue.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, the first person up is first Aaron, so I hope.
Y'all think Aaron's going to get it.
That's a problem for all of us. Do you want Aaron in the league?
I didn't say that, but I just got a feeling Aaron's, you know.
I can't have
it. Aaron's going
to
get it.
I mean, Aaron, of course, from San Diego. That would be quite a trip to get out here for the league. Aaron, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Aaron, what are we doing here?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Good morning, Philadelphia.
There it is. Now we've begun the phone call. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us?
So today is a fraud alert Monday.
Mm.
Okay, it's time to clear those fraud alerts. On Hugh, Shador Sanders, pass the eye test with.
Wait a minute, your phone's going in. Are you asking me? Did Shador pass the eye test? Is that what you're asking?
I thought he did. Do you think he did?
Well, it's still the preseason. I mean, there's some good stuff you can glean from the preseason, but for a small sampling size, he went out there. And he looks like he belongs at this level. No question about that.
Yeah, he played pretty well. Yeah. I mean, I agree with the way Hugh just framed it. He looks like he belongs on an NFL roster. Now we find out how good he could be. But, yeah, Aaron, I thought that.
You know, and it takes a big man, you know, to admit when they're wrong. And Kyle and Joe can take a, you know, lesson from this. But, you know, I was wrong. He seems like he's more interested in being a starting quarterback than he is a social media star. And in the preseason, you're looking for quarterbacks that are comfortable, that are throwing the ball with confidence, and he checked all those boxes off. So, you know, in terms of Joe and Kyle, we have another fraud alert.
Mm.
I think, again, you guys do owe Max Kepler an apology because, again, not one game but two games, he was the deciding factor in winning the game.
So that's a no. I'm not giving an apology to Max Kepler. It's August 11th, and he just started to produce. If anything, I will say this. I Topper deserves more credit than I was willing to give him for...
Yeah, you need to. That's what you need.
No, I'm not apologizing, but I will give him credit because it's working. His platoons are working, and I thought it took some guts on Saturday to not start Castellanos. I mean, that now we're really getting somewhere. If we're platooning everyone, Castellanos is now part of the platoons. I thought that took some guts. I like that.
You know, and how excited as a Philly fan do you have to be after this weekend? I mean, the lineup from 1 to 9 is producing. They're putting runs on the board.
Yep.
They're winning games. You know, the pitching staff is what it is. Wheeler, I do think, probably needs a little bit of a rest. You know, he's getting up there in age. He's got those gray hairs in the beard.
I saw that yesterday. For the first time, I really saw the gray in the beard yesterday for Wheeler. That feels like it's emerged over the last couple of weeks. I didn't notice that before.
And then Duran, I mean, when he gets in the game, you know, it's like back when Brad Lidge came in the game. It's like game, set, match. I mean, there's just that confidence as a Philly fan knowing that if he's in there, we got a 99.9% chance of winning that game.
He's awesome, and he makes it look easy. I mean, yesterday was the first base runner he's allowed in all his appearances so far as a Philly, and that was a little blooper to right field. He's great. I mean, he's a great closer, Aaron, and we haven't had that around here in a long time.
You know, and then let's talk about the thing that's coming up on September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have the ability to make a special guest star appearance. And it would not be a fantasy draft. It would be absolutely an event. I would call out to Yoshi in Brewery Town, ask him to do a passionate, heartfelt pre-draft speech. I would ask Chris from Middletown to come on in and incoherently spell out my draft picks as I make pick by pick.
This is horrendous.
I would have Cowboy Jim, who is the true inspiration behind Bam in Upper Darby, have him go into his closet, pull out that cowboy cheerleader outfit that we all know he has, the one that says Jer Bear on the back of it, and be our comic relief.
What is your guess for Hughes Clues? Hughes Clues guess. What do you got?
As a doctor?
Famous doctor.
Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable is a good answer, Aaron. Right. That is not a winning answer.
A sigh of relief.
But Aaron, the fact that you think that in this social climate that I would make Dr. Huxtable.
Well, no, hold on. To be fair, it's a character, right?
Yeah, but still,
Dr. Huxtable
is.
No, I know he clearly associated because that's the man that played. The Huxtable family themselves, they're fine.
They're fine. Yeah. But you know, it's just like
I'm going to put up a poll. Should Aaron in San Diego be allowed in our fantasy football league?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we need to use that poll result to see if we even take his calls the next 2 weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your first guest for the Hughes Clues today, which the winner today gets a guaranteed spot in the Midday
Show
Fantasy Football League. No, Dr. Huxtable, it is
gotta
not.
Got to be there. What's the stipulations?
Got to be there.
You got to be there.
On September 3rd at McGurk's in Rotersford. Yep.
Got to be available.
You got to. It's a live in-person draft.
Yeah,
none of those like online drafts.
Availability.
Well, the fact that Aaron is threatening to fly here from San Diego.
And that's a threat.
It feels like a threat.
Threat is the right word.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if someone lives far away, usually we'll say, all right, we appreciate you wanting to be in the league, but we know you can't make it. It's okay. We'll move on to someone else. No, Aaron's threatening. I mean, flat out threatening to be here on September 3rd. So it's up to everyone else to keep Aaron, to box him out of the league. We'll see how that works over the next couple weeks. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phillies over the weekend, 5.5 games up now on the New York Mets, but also the specter of what's going on with Zach Wheeler. He didn't look himself. I know Hugh Douglas over here, now all of a sudden respecting pitchers, and he's very, you know, you love what Zach
Wheeler. That was commendable what he did yesterday.
Yeah, right. I mean, now you respect pitchers. Last week, you're throwing shade at Cole Hamels and Wheeler.
Somebody's embellishing stories about telling. I don't know what they're telling Cole.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're telling Cole. I know what you've said on this show before.
I'm saying that.
You have been, you know, not very complimentary of pitchers. Anyway, Hugh feels good about Wheeler off the start yesterday because he gutted through. Kyle and I see it for, his velocity is down 2 miles an hour. Where do you come down? What's hit you the most this morning? Is it Wheeler and his situation, or is it the Phillies being up 5.5 games on the New York Mets? 215-592-9494. If we'll get Rhea's thoughts on all this and your phone calls and your guesses for Hugh's Clues. First clue today, a famous doctor with a winning answer today will win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We got a lot to get to, including more on what Topper did on Saturday with his outfield. Castellano sitting and Max Kepler in. And as soon as we get information and an update on Landon Dickerson and his knee, the MRI the Eagles taking today, we'll pass that along. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.